Okay, let's get some music now with the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Travis Holcomb is a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica. He is back with us once again. Hi, Travis.
Hey, Jeremy.
And you wanted us to hear the Joubert Singers, and here is Stand on the Word. Sounds right out of the disco era.
It absolutely actually is. The Stand on the Word was originally recorded in 1982 by a woman named Phyllis McCoy Joubert. And she was the minister of music at the First Baptist Church in Crown Heights, New York. And she recorded this gospel album. And it was just meant to be kind of a private press thing, maybe a couple hundred copies pressed up. But slowly it started working its way around through the disco scene, and different DJs started passing it on to each other. And it became something like a cult classic among DJs. So there's a French producer named Julien Jabret that tracked Phyllis Joubert down, and he was trying to get the masters so he could remix the song. And it turned out everything was destroyed in a fire, so they didn't have any of the masters to remix. And he wound up contacting Phyllis Joubert over MySpace, and they wound up hitting it off, and they recorded an entire new album together.
And this song that we're hearing, is that the original one, or is this from the new album?
So that is a song that was released in 1982, but because all the masters were destroyed, they re-recorded everything. So the new album that they've released as the Joubert Singers has like a cover of Wade in the Water, Gnarls Barkley's Crazy. There's a version of the Jacksons' Can You Feel It as well.
Wow. Well, let's get to the next one you have for us. This is the Brooklyn group, the Mystery Lights. This is Follow Me Home. What do we know about this one?
So they're a Brooklyn-based group, and they're the first signees to Daptone's new rock imprint. Now, Daptone is a record label that's the home to Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings and Charles Bradley. And they're mostly known for being a funk and soul label, so this is a bit of a departure. But they do, the one thing they do have in common is there is kind of a retro feel to them.
Yeah.
There's like a 60s garage rock with a grimy 70s punk edge and some psychedelic fuzz along the edges. Kind of reminiscent of groups like the Sonics, Dead Moon, and MC5.
And what attracted your attention about this song in particular?
You know what? The Mystery Lights, they're not necessarily breaking any new ground as far as stylistically, but I feel like they do such a faithful interpretation of those bands, and I love all those bands that I mentioned, like the Sonics, Dead Moon, and MC5, that, you know, just to be able to hear new material in that style just really excited me.
All right, the next artist is from Chicago. This is Jamila Woods with Heaven.
See, not even death could stop them.
is what we love about having you on, Travis, is the music just spans all genres. And now here we are in a completely different place.
That's right. I mean, no, you got to keep it eclectic. That way I'm only choosing like the best of each genre rather than having to dig into playing the 20th best song of rock music or anything.
Well, and this song, Heaven, is off of Jamila Woods' debut album. In a press release, she says this song is about black girlhood, about Chicago, about the city slash world we aspire to live in.
Yeah, I mean, the whole album is sort of touches on all those themes that you mentioned. Jamila Woods is from Chicago. She's part of Chance the Rapper's kind of expanding circle of Chicago-based collaborators. And Chance the Rapper actually appears on this mixtape, and it's available as a free download as well on her SoundCloud page.
Okay, well, next, Travis, we go to Austin, Texas, and the group Survive. This is AHB. Okay, now as people listen to that, I want them to think, is there a show that this might be connected to? Maybe one that everyone is talking about right now that we've talked about here. This is the group behind the Netflix series Stranger Things.
Yeah, and that was one of the shows that I remember the first time the credits rolled, I was like, wow, where did they get this song? I just assumed it was some kind of old 80s library track or something like that that they dug up. But no, it was produced by these two guys, Kyle Dixon and Michael Stein, who are members of this group Survive. Survive has been around since 2009, but they really just came onto my radar with their work on Stranger Things. And it's really hard to think of any TV shows in recent memory where the score and the music of the show was as vital to the story's tone as Dixon and Stein's work was to Stranger Things.
And is this one that we're hearing, AHB, actually in Stranger Things, or is this just something else they've been working on?
No, so this is a separate project. So Survive is actually a quartet, of which the two guys who did the Stranger Things soundtrack are a part of. But it, you know, from based on what I've heard, it's very much in keeping with the tone of Stranger Things.
And if you finished Stranger Things?
I have.
Good. I don't know anybody who it's taken more than 2 or 3 days to do that, because
I mean,
you could
kill it. You can do it in a weekend.
You could do it in a weekend. Okay, Travis, well, we have time for one more from you. This is an artist from Australia. This is Chloe with Bolide. Now, the two words associated with this one, the artist and the title, are two words that most people probably have never heard of before. So who is Chloe and what is Bolide?
We should get the spelling of Chloe out of the way just in case anyone really liked that and they want to Google it. It's K-L-L-O, which when it's spelled with the lowercase L's, it looks like it's Kilo, but it's actually Chloe. And the Bolide takes its name from a meteor. It's an extremely bright meteor that explodes in the atmosphere. It's essentially a fireball.
And what should we know about Chloe?
Well, they're a cousin duo based out of Melbourne, Australia, and they just released a 5-song EP entitled Well Worn, and I am a really big fan of the two up-tempo tracks. This is one of them, the other one being Walls to Build. But this track, it sort of taps into the same UK garage flavor that Disclosure brought to the fore on their debut album. It's a little bit less dancey. It's more of like a, it's like dance music for headphones, I would say.
That's Travis Holcomb of KCRW in Santa Monica with some great new songs in this week's DJ Sessions. Travis, thanks so much.
Thanks, Jeremy.
And if you want to hear more, you can go to our Spotify playlist. We're NPR Here and Now on Spotify. We're also on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org.